Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough, still gotta try.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's our anthem right there, folks, the Atlanta Rhythm Section. That's a 40-year-old song, and it still speaks to me. I know it does to you, too. You'd do it or die. Do it no matter what the people say. That's what you've done, right? I know how that is, small business owners. You do what you do against all odds. You do it because you didn't know you weren't supposed to. Have you ever said that to anybody? I have. Hey, Blasting Game, how did you do that? I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. there's kind of some peace in that, in a way, if you think about it. When you made something happen and somebody says, wow, didn't you know you weren't supposed to do that? And you think, well, I'm glad I didn't know it, or I might not have done it, right? You might have been held back. You might have held yourself back. Sometimes it's good not to know some things, right? But that's the reason why I'm so proud of you folks. And I want to talk to you about some of the stuff that's going on right now that could be setting you back a little bit. I want to remind you of a concept called availability cascade. You've heard me talk about it on the show before. Availability cascade is where you hear something so much over and over again from different sources that you start to believe it to be true, even if it's not. And worse, you start taking action on what you heard. Now, I love the story. There's an old story, really old, about a baker who was walking to his shop one day, and he looked in the window of a shop nearby, and there was a newspaper there that said, "Recession coming." And he got scared, and so he went, and he went inside, and he canceled an order for flour. And he didn't make as much bread. And then that rippled through the marketplace, right? The miller didn't have as much business, and he canceled his wheat order from the farmer, and the farmer had to cancel the tractor order. You see how this works. And then the people people got laid off in all those businesses, and they weren't able to buy bread from the baker, right? And so as the baker literally went out of business because of all that, as he was walking home, having shut his business down for the last time, he looked over and he realized that the paper he was reading was part of a packing project, and it was a 40-year-old paper. It wasn't even a new newspaper. The news about the recession wasn't even real, but yet he believed it and he took action. Sometimes now you hear people talking about recessions. You hear it's in the, if you watch the business channels, what do you think, John? You know all about the stock market. Do you think we can have a recession? Blah blah blah. Sometimes you even hear me talk about it on the show. I've asked our experts. I think I asked Steve Forbes this yesterday, and so we need to realize that if what you should do for yourself, what I have to do for myself, is do something my mentors call check your position. Look around you. What's happening around you? If you hear somebody talk about a recession, and it's just words coming out of their mouth, and you look around you and you don't see any evidence of anything like that, well, you know what? That's what you should believe. And it is possible, and you hear experts say this, and to their credit, I admire people who will say this, because I'm going to say it right now. We can talk ourselves into an economic slowdown. And there are political forces right now. There are political organizations right now who would like to talk us into a recession. They think it would be to their advantage if we have a recession or if we have an economic slowdown or some kind of a problem between now and the next election. That's the Democrats, right? It's just the way it works. It's the way the ballgame is played. And so they would like for there to be something like that. They would, they, they, in a perverted way. And I guess if it were the other way around, the Republicans would be doing the same thing. But you and I have to protect ourselves from that kind of dysfunction. You and I don't live in that world. We have to put up with those dummies up there in Washington. But we don't live in that world. Whether there's a recession or not, you and I still have to operate our businesses. We operated them through the financial collapse of 08, through the lost decade of the last 10 years, during the 8 years of the Obama administration, which was abysmal out here on Main Street. We all know that. We worked through all that. Whatever comes at us, we're going to have to deal with it. But we can't allow the dysfunction of some of the forces that are out there that don't know anything about the economy. We got to be careful not to allow that dysfunction to affect the way we behave and how we do business. So if you want to know what you should be doing next, I've said this 1,000 times. If you want to know what you should be doing tomorrow or next year or 5 years from now, that information is available. It's readily available. And all you have to do is listen, pay attention, and maybe ask. And the people you're listening to, you're paying attention to, and you're asking are your customers. If you want to know what you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or next year or 5 years from now, that information is in the head of your customers. Talk to them. Listen to them. Pay attention to them. Don't pay attention to Washington. Don't pay attention to the talking heads on the business channels. Talk to your customers. Listen to your customers. They will tell you what to do. And listen to me, too. I'll tell you, too. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.